Onega head football coach Ben Kolterman. Coach, a week one defeat at the hands of Clifton Clyde. Of course, a very strong opponent. 46-0, that final score. Just when you go back and kind of reevaluate the tape and what you saw from your team, what are those takeaways that you saw in that loss to Clifton Clyde?
Well, it was 46-0, you're right. I think it was a closer 46-0 than it might have seemed just on paper there. We moved the ball fairly consistently all night long. I think we got a couple bad breaks, you know, no excuses early on that stalled out a couple drives. It could have easily been 16-8, you know, a one score, or even a tie ball game at half, and instead it ended up 32-0, and we didn't recover.
You know, when you look at, obviously, kind of the adjustments you want to make from week one to week two, obviously the opponents don't get any easier this week, but what are the strides you're looking your team, or what kind of strides are you looking to have your team make this week?
Well, we went back and we were pretty frustrated Friday night. You know, I think we were all frustrated, players and coaches. We went back and looked at the tape that night and the next morning, and we thought our effort was good, though. We were just, you know, a few things here and there, missing some blocks. You know, our defense, they ran a lot of RPO, something we didn't prepare for and something we didn't do a great job of adjusting. But the thing we can build on is we thought we had a good effort, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, obviously you can't teach effort, and that's, you know, something you always want to see at this level when you're a head coach. You know, despite the X's and O's, obviously effort's a big key there. You know, who were some of the players that stood out, you know, maybe provided that little bit of extra effort, and, you know, whether it's earning more playing time or just the expectations for them, you know, were there any players that kind of caught you by surprise or caught your eye in that first game?
Well, I thought our tight end, Jason Abbott, we split him too, but number 87, Jason Abbott, yeah, like I said, he got downfield numerous times, blocking 10, 15, 20 yards downfield at times on some of our sweep plays, and then he played defensive end, and he was getting after it all night long. Our right guard, Fordham, did a pretty good job at times. And McGinnis, he played hard. Fisher played hard. So, like I said, kind of across the board, the effort wasn't bad, you know. But, yeah, there's a few guys I thought put out a good effort Friday.
Onega will stay inside the TVL. As we mentioned, it's not going to get much easier. It's on the road at Hanover, the defending state champs. We'll talk about that matchup coming up next. Weekly locker room chats continue here on the Kansaland Airwaves, MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Brandon Tadman. Onega head football coach Ben Kolterman is joining us, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Main Star Trust, and Blue Valley Technologies. Coach, you transitioned from Clifton Clyde to Hanover this week. Of course, we all know about Hanover, probably the best team in the state, defending state champs. They got a big win over Pike Valley, 44-0 in their week one matchup. You know, what's the early scouting report on Hanover and the expectation you're going to see from them this week?
Yeah, I feel like I kind of say the same thing every year, which is kind of true, but very athletic. You know, they'll get you in space offensively. They run a lot of option. They throw the ball. They can do a lot of things on offense. Defensively, too, they don't play real tight. They're a little bit different than Clyde, but just very athletic. They fly to the ball. So, like I said, I think I say the same things every year, which is true. They're a very good football team.
When you look at some of the keys to the game, you know, what are going to be some of the key points for you guys to hang in there with Hanover this week and see those improvements from week one to week two?
Just keep grinding. You know, nobody's going to quit. Nobody's quitting. Nobody's giving up. We need that effort. We need more effort. You know, we could do a better job sustaining blocks, I think. We could do a better job attacking defensively. Even though we're better at those things this year, we still need to get over that hump and be better at those things.
Onega is going to play Hanover on Friday night, week two of the high school football season, a big TVL matchup between Onega and top-ranked Hanover. Coach Kolterman, we appreciate the time as always. Good luck this week, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, sounds good. Thank you very much.